I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The United Food and Commercial Workers International is asking the USDA to respect a court decision that said the previous administration unlawfully allowed packing plants to ignore limits on pork line speeds. The court held that the USDA acted unlawfully when it refused to consider the impact of eliminating line speeds on worker health and safety in its new swine inspection system that was issued a few months before the pandemic began to spread. Mark Lauritsen is the national head of UFC. CW's meatpacking operations.
If COVID did anything, it should have taught us that if the workers in meatpacking plants aren't safe, the entire food supply chain is not safe. If we're not safe in those workplaces, it jeopardizes the hog producer, who then will have no place to sell their hogs. It jeopardizes the retailer, who will have no product to sell. So what we want to do is work with USDA, work with all the stakeholders involved to make sure that those plants are as absolutely safe as possible, so the entire food supply chain stays intact and doesn't suffer like it did last year at this time. What this ruling does is puts the safety of workers who are key to our food supply chain back in the equation to make this a safe industry.
The National Pork Producers Council is urging the USDA to appeal the ruling. Its analysis says the ruling would result in a 2.5% loss in pork packing plant capacity nationwide and more than $80 million in reduced income for small U.S. hog farmers. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.